Hi, this is Jeremy Perlman speaking to you on a recorded line in regards to the hair relaxer lawsuit. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
April Alston.
April. How are you doing today, April?
I'm fine.
I'm doing well. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Yeah, I think. Fine.
And then you do not already have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim, correct?
No.
Okay. Yeah, we'll make this quick. This should not take long. Are you willing to affirm under that you have not sought legal representation from any other law firm or attorney in regards to the specific matter or signed documents with another firm? You have not signed anything, correct?
No.
Okay. All right. You have not signed anything, right?
No, I have not.
Okay. Sorry. Yeah, I always ask that, and then it's both answers kind of confused. And then you have used hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yeah.
Okay. And were you diagnosed with cancer after using the hair relaxer, such as endometrial, uterine, or ovarian cancer?
Yeah.
Which one was it?
Ovarian.
Ovarian. I'm sorry to hear that. And then what year were you diagnosed with the ovarian cancer?
2015.
2015?
No, I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
2023.
Do you know the month?
December.
December? Okay. All right. It's about a year ago or so.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. What was your doctor's name, the diagnosing doctor, or the hospital?
Dr. Adrian Adams.
What city or state? Sorry, it cut out. Sorry. Dr. Adrian Adams, and then what state or city?
Chicago, Illinois, 60611.
Okay, I got it. And she's at Northwestern Medicine?
Yeah.
Okay. Adrian J. Adams, I have her here. The address. And the address was 900 Northwest Moreland Road, Suite 1112, Lake Forest, Illinois. This is the Northwest Medical Group?
No, it's a Northwestern Hospital. But that might be her office, yeah.
Okay, let me look up where you saw her. Was it Northwestern Hospital?
Yes.
Okay. Let me put that address down then. Was it the one on East Huron or the one on Lakeshore?
Yeah.
East Huron? The main one? Okay. Right. Let me just put the phone number here for them. One second. Oops. All right. And are you currently live in Chicago, correct? Illinois?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Let me just check this. Yep. Okay. And then I just asked you this, but you do not currently live or were diagnosed in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee, correct?
No.
Okay. And then did you use hair relaxer or any of the brand more than four times in a single year before being diagnosed with cancer?
Yes.
All right. And per year, on average, how many times did you use it? Four, five, six?
Four.
Okay. The average of like three times, once every 3 months?
Yes.
Okay. And you are a resident of the United States, correct?
Yes.
All right. And were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Okay. And what is your date of birth?
4/21/1978.
1978, okay. 4/21/78, correct?
Yes.
And then have any of your family members or loved ones or friends use hair relaxer products and later been diagnosed with any of those type of cancers?
Not that I know of, no.
Okay, no worries. And then how old were you roughly when you first started using relaxers?
When I first started?
Yeah, just roughly your age.
I think like 30.
30, okay. And were you using the products in Illinois?
Yes.
Okay. And roughly what year would you say you first started using the hair relaxers?
January. Of 2016.
When you started using 2016, and then you stopped, would it have been around when you got diagnosed? I'm sorry, what did you say?
December of 23.
When you stopped, okay, when you were diagnosed. All right, December. And then you were doing it 4 times per year, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then you used it, so I have to ask, you gave me the numbers here, the years, but I have to ask you this. How many consecutive years did you use the hair relaxer products? So that 2016 to 2023. Let me do the math. Sorry.
8.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
8. And then did you do this at home?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And you don't use the products currently, of course. You don't have any empty bottles, of right?
Do I have any who?
You don't have any empty bottles, correct? Of the hair relaxers?
No.
Yeah, okay.
No.
No worries.
No,
no, no worries. And then what brand name did you use? Was it Dark and Lovely?
Dark and Lovely L'Oreal.
Okay. Yep, it's always the L'Oreal one. Okay. All right. And then this question is worded kind of confusingly, but did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using hair relaxer for at least 1 year? So if you used hair relaxer, like you said, in 2016, you were did you use it for at least a year, and then 2 years later you were diagnosed? So in regards to this? Yes. Okay. Thank you. Yeah, it's worded a little weird. I'm sorry. And then what type of treatments did you receive for the ovarian cancer?
A partial hysterectomy.
Mm-hmm.
Remove on my left ovary with a tumor.
Mm-hmm.
Surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And what's it called?
Chemo, radiation, anything like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Chemo? No, you're good.
I'm trying to get it out, but it wasn't coming out fast enough.
No, you'd have no need to apologize. It's fine. And then I just have to make sure. Okay, so hysterectomy, correct. I always mess up on that one. Surgery, chemo. Okay. And then when did you start getting treated?
In 2023, December 18th.
Okay, like a few weeks later. Okay. All right. And was the treating doctor the same as the diagnosing doctor?
Yes.
Adrian, okay. All right.
No, can you repeat that again?
Who had two doctors. Oh, okay. Who was the treating doctor?
Mm-hmm. Yamanda.
What was the hospital they were at?
Northwestern.
Okay. Northwestern. And what was their name? Can you spell it? Do you have to the best of your ability?
S-E-I-K-O.
Okay. First name and then last name?
Mm-hmm. Yamanda. Yeah, Yamada.
Okay, I'll still see what comes up. I found him. Or it's a girl. Wait.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm pretty sure I found her. Hold on. Psycho Diane Yamada. Psycho. Yeah, and she's an OBGYN.
Uh-huh.
And also, specializes in ovarian cancer. Okay, let's see here. And you saw her at the same hospital, correct? You saw the other doctor, Northwestern. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Let me just copy the address from up here. Northwestern Memorial. Whoops. Glad I checked that again because I almost did not put Northwestern's address. Then I had to call you back and just resend you the paperwork. I'm glad I checked that. Okay. Okay, address, and then their phone number. It's the longest part, just me having to copy and paste this, sorry. And then, I know this is redundant. Can you confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Thank you. I know we were talking about hysterectomies, ovarian cancer. I still have to ask it, I know. and then marital status?
Single.
Okay. And then, what is your ethnicity?
What's my, I'm black.
Okay. All right. No worries. And then April, A-P-R-I-L, last name Austin, A-U-S-T-I-N, right?
Yeah.
Do you have a middle name or initial you'd like to put on here?
My name's April T. Austin.
T? Just T-E or just T?
Just the letter T.
Okay. Okay, April T. Austin. And another redundant one, you're not a junior, senior, first, second, third, anything like that?
I'm none of them.
I know. But for women, it's always never, you know. And then what is your social?
361-66-5129.
Okay. And then email I have for you is mzmissapril, A-P-R-I-L, 421 at icloud.com.
That's it.
Okay. And then this is the best number to reach you on, 872-300-0780.
Yes.
Okay. And this is a cell phone?
Yes.
Okay. And then when the attorneys reach out to you, probably they'll reach out to you sometime, hopefully by Friday, if not by Monday. What do you want them to call you, in the morning, afternoon, or evening?
Anytime is okay.
Anytime? Okay. I'll put afternoon. I'll put morning just to reach out.
Okay.
And then there are medical records that exist for your diagnosis, correct?
Yeah.
Thank you. And then do you have a copy of them, or they would just be at the hospital?
No, the copy's at the hospital.
Yeah, no worries. And then what is your best physical address?
1801 East 95th Street, Chicago, Illinois, 60617, apartment 203.
Okay, hold on. Apartment 203. You said 80, sorry,
mm-mm.
81, yeah, sorry.
18-1801.
East 95th?
Yes.
Okay. I thought I put that wrong. Okay.
Yes, this 1801 East 95th Street.
Number 203, apartment 203?
Yes.
Okay, and then 60617 zip code, right?
Yes.
Okay. East 95th, there we go. Put this in here, number 203. There we go, number 203. State didn't fill in. I don't know why it doesn't do that. And it's Cook County, of course, right, in Chicago?
Yes.
Okay. And then would you like to add an emergency contact for this?
No, I don't have one.
Okay, no worries. Okay. And then let me just confirm everything. I will send you the documents. Take a minute or two once to complete the documents, and then the attorneys will have permission to reach out to you and start moving forward with the case. So let me just confirm everything with you. Hold on. And, of course, you are April Austin, A-P-R-I-L, last name A-U-S-T-I-N. You do not have an attorney in regards to the hair relaxer lawsuit. You affirm that you do not have an attorney or sign any paperwork, and you have been using hair relaxer chemicals within the last 20 years, correct?
Yes.
Oh, that is correct. Okay. And you were diagnosed with ovarian cancer, unfortunately. That would have been in December of 2023. So I just put December 1st as 2023, just roughly. And then the diagnosing doctor was Adrienne, A-D-R-I-E-N-N-E, J. Adams. And then she was at 251 East Huron Street, which is the address of Northwestern Medical Center in the main one. That is correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then never diagnosed in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee. And then you did use hair relaxer products, brand name, or more, 4 times or more in a single year, correct, before being diagnosed?
Yes.
Average about 4 times a year, so you're doing it every 3 months. You are a resident of the United States, and then birthday of 4/21/1978.
Yes.
Okay. Never diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome. You're around 30 when you started using the hair relaxer products. Illinois was the state you used it in. Started using around 2016, stopped using, of course, December of 2023, and then you were seeing around 4 times per year again, correct? All those dates? Okay. All right. And then years consecutive would have been around 7 to 8 years. I put 8 down. And then you did it at home, correct?
Yes.
All right. And then Dark and Lovely L'Oreal was the brand you used. And then
here is
that confusing question again. I'm sorry. I just have to confirm it. And then your cancer diagnosis did happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year. Correct?
Yeah.
All right. And then you got a partial hysterectomy, surgery as well, and then chemotherapy. the treatments. 12/18/23 is what we have as the treatment date starting roughly. And that was Dr. Seiko, S-E-I-K-O, middle name Diane, last name Yamada, Y-A-M-A-D-A. And then she is at the same hospital, 251 East Huron Street.
Yes.
Okay. And then again, of course, you are female. April, middle initial T, and then Austin, A-U-S-T-I-N, first name April, A-P-R-I-L. And then is it okay if I repeat your social to you?
Yes.
361-665-1129.
Yes.
And then the email, just to confirm again, mzapril421@icloud.com.
Yes.
And then this is the best number to reach you on. This is a mobile phone. And then just to confirm the address one last time is 1801 East 95th Street, apartment 203, Chicago, Illinois, 60617.
Yes.
Okay. And then there are, of course, medical records that exist. They would be at the hospital, and you do not have a copy of them, correct?
Yes.
Medical records. And the medical records exist, correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And then I'm going to send you a text right now with these documents. Give me 1 second. You should get a text in the next, like, 10 seconds or so that says, Jeremy Perlman wants to send you a DocuSign. You're just going to want to click on that link in that text or email, and then that will open up to the DocuSign. You should have just got the text right now.
Mm-hmm. I did it.
Yeah, and just want to click on that link. If you've probably done a DocuSign before, it's very easy. You just hit the link, opens up, hit start, draw your signature, and this is giving permission.
To open.
Yep. Yep. Open, start, draw your signature, save it, and then tap the. I think there's
continue.
Three.
Yep. Agree, continue.
And then let me send you a text or my number. So if you have any questions or don't hear from the attorneys by next Wednesday, you can call me back and I can always transfer you to them.
All right.
So 1 second while you're doing that, I will send you a text. Hold on, April. Let me get a number here. Okay. And the firm that we'll be reaching out will be, let me make sure which one it is. I think it is A4D. Yeah, A4D. So hold on, let me send you this. April. That. And then let me know when you hit finish, if you hit it already.
Almost finished.
You're good. And this is giving them permission to reach out and then to pull those medical records to prove your case.
Can you repeat that again?
This is just to give them permission to pull the medical records and basically reach out to you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, they are a very good firm in this. They are one of the better firms. I would say we work with A4D. Yep. And then I see you finished it. And then I'm going to text you right now. This is my direct number.
Okay,
that 949.
You see, I finished.
Yeah, I see you finished it. My thing auto. I have a thing set up, so once you finish it, auto sends this text with the firm you're working with. I just have to put the firm in. So did you get that text from that 949 number? That's my direct number?
Not yet.
I sent it to 872-300-08. You didn't see when it says April is Jeremy Perlman in regards to the hair relaxer lawsuit? This is my direct number. It should be eight, at around 18.
I didn't see your number. I don't see
it. No, let me reset it. Hold on. I'm going to say it's Jeremy Perlman. This one will be a little different. Did you get that one?
It ain't came in yet. Yep, I get it now.
Okay. I was like, oh, maybe I was like worried I put your number down wrong. I was like, no, we have to resend you the paper. And then they will be reaching out to you, like I said, hopefully up to by Friday, but most likely probably Monday or Tuesday. If you don't hear from them by Wednesday, text me or call me, and then I will ask them for an update or transfer you over to them. And they'll just want to – basically, they're going to verify what I told you – I mean, sorry, what you told me, and then from there, they will start the claim.
Okay.
And you do have a very strong claim, and I do thank you for your time, and you do have a wonderful day. Thank you.
Okay.
And if you have any questions, feel free to call me back on that 949 number. Thank you.
All right, thanks.
Thank you. You have a wonderful day, April. Bye-bye.
You too.